This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
NFL guru for CBS Sports, the NFL insider. He's our buddy Jason Lacanfora, joins us every Tuesday. Hello, Jason.
Hi, Jace.
What's going on, guys?
We're talking basketball and football today. Lots of stuff going on in Cleveland. Something happened yesterday.
No baseball?
They're starting up today. They had the day off yesterday. They gave us a break from all this winning. We can't take it anymore.
Yeah, too much.
Something came up in Hugh Jackson's press conference yesterday. As soon as he said it, I thought, well, I can't wait until Jason hears this comment. In case you haven't, Here it is from Hugh Jackson.
Don't make all the personnel decisions, but the continual rebuilding with youth, the emphasis on future draft picks, releasing certain veterans, it kind of continues to point to punting to the future. We're going to win in the future. Can this team win now?
I think this team can. I think we got to do some things better, and work a little bit harder and making sure that we do some of the detailed things right. But I think, you know, that question that you just asked, I think that's something you got to talk to Sashi about in the executive team.
So there you go. Can this team win now? Basically, yes, but talk to Sashi and the executive team. And you've been the guy who's been saying that there is a rub between these two things, the coaching staff and the front office. Your thoughts on that comment?
I'm the only one that a lot of people aren't digging very hard or doing a whole lot of work, either there or nationally. I can hardly think I'm the only person who's reporting over a long period of time would convince them that this thing between these guys has been broken for a while. But either way, I mean, I don't blame Hugh for saying that at all. You know, I mean, what is he supposed to say? The coach has to talk every week, right?
Yes. That's right.
Other people make the salad, right? They stock the salad bar, and he's got to try to make a salad out of it every week from their ingredients that doesn't taste like, you know, whatever, name whatever you think would be disgusting. And then they talk a couple times a year, and he talks five times a week. I mean, and that's not a Browns dynamic, that's an NFL dynamic, but when a lot of the ingredients he's picking from to try to make that Sunday salad are overripe or never will be ripe or, you know, are not yet in their prime, but you got to play them, like, it's an untenable situation. It really is. And then you have a couple injuries, you give a couple guys away on top of it, and things start to snowball. So,
all right, Jace,
it's hard to lose as many games. It really is hard to get yourself in a situation where you can win once in like 600 days. That's not how the NFL is constructed.
All right, this is going to be my weekly question for you. Ready? Say something nice about the Browns this week. Something nice.
That was a furious attempted comeback, was it not?
There you go. Okay, good enough. Positive.
I mean, they're not really saying say something nice. You're saying try to put lipstick on a pig, right? Is really what you're saying. I mean, like, is there somebody who's saying that was great on Sunday? You know what I mean? Like, nobody's saying that was, you know what I mean? Like, that was awesome or anything. I mean, even for a rebuilding team. Are they? I mean, I don't know. You guys tell me. I don't live there.
I don't know. Here's what I see. I see one thing. I see a little bit of hope in DeShone Kizer. Like, I watch this kid play, and I'm praying in the back of my mind that there's some kind of Aikman-like first year for him, and that somewhere down the road, all of this pain and misery that he might have felt the first couple games that he played in the NFL will pay off, and that he will be an effective quarterback, or as Hugh Jackson says, a franchise quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, time will tell. Absolutely. I mean, could it happen? Yeah, it could. It could. But, you know, it takes the right environment from the owner on down. And that's where, like, you know, if you keep falling into the same potholes and things aren't, you know, the culture and the environment and sort of you don't need everybody to be kumbaya, but at least sort of on the same page enough that you are developing players. You know, that remains to be seen, but that has to happen certainly at that position. And you know, here we go.
Do you think that can happen? Jace, do you think that can
happen?
As constituted right now, the front office that's there, the owner that's there, is there any possibility that they could say, Jason, you could wake up one morning and go, you know what? They got it right. They finally figured this thing out.
I mean, I guess it's possible, sure. But, like, you already know where I think this thing is going. So, like, I think Kaiser's going to have another coach next year anyway. Or maybe Hugh gets the whole building. But, you know, they're going to have to drastically shift the dynamics from where they are right now. And as much as people have told the owner it really is that bad, everything I'm hearing is that he's still kind of, like, in denial about it. You know, he's still trying to pretend that this isn't what it is. But, you know, they're not going to... I mean, whatever, however many games they win this year, it's not going to be a ton. And they're going to still be in rebuilding mode. And we'll see what we know about the quarterback in January versus what we know about him now. But they just have not been able to get out of their own way for so long that I can't tell you when that'll happen. How long have I come on you guys? There's been various times where I really truly thought this has to be rock bottom. And then it just hasn't been. I mean, so... I don't know. I don't know. It's a difficult. Whoever's got that crystal ball, you know, should make a lot of money in Vegas. I don't know exactly when it turns around, but we'll see. Yeah. You know,
Jason Lockenfora joining us. Jason, I said yesterday, the way that this team is built and the young talent that's on this team, and this was before Hugh made those comments, that I don't think there's any way that Hugh Jackson should not be back to start his third season as head coach of this team.
But if you're Hugh Jackson and you're at that salad bar every Sunday, right?
Yep.
Why do you want to go back with the same chef? I think that's what people are missing. Like, as much as you want to be a head coach, like, you have pride and you know, you really want to win. And if you're at a competitive disadvantage week in, week out, like, and every year 8 to 10 jobs open in this league, I mean, the owner's going to have to make a choice. He's going to have to choose. You know, he kind of sort of had to, he had to choose last year, and instead, you know, they sort of split it in the middle and just whacked a bunch of, you know, pretty much blew out a coaching staff again, you know, except for the head coach. But that's not going to fly again this time around, and things are not getting better there. They're getting worse, and I don't mean like on Sundays. I just mean in general the toxic environment. I don't know that they're going to find magic bleach to clean all that up between now and January. And I think you have to see, like, if you're Hugh Jackson and your buddy Marvin Lewis decides to move up to the front office, you know what I mean? And you know Andy Dalton, you know the best. Like, is that going to look like a better situation to you? Or is this? You know what I mean? If Bruce Arians decides, for health reasons, I can't do it anymore, would working with Steve Keim, you know, really be attractive to you? Or, you know what I mean? Do you say, yeah, no, I'm going to keep riding with Haslam and Sashi Brown? Like, you got to be in a position where the coach feels like he's got the infrastructure around him to begin to turn it around. And if after 2 years, you're basically where you were 2 years ago, except maybe you have a quarterback and maybe not, is that going to be enough for, you know, everybody to grin and bear it another year? Or are people going to have to really bear their souls to this owner and say, dude, this is how ugly it is. You can't keep your head in the sand, and you're going to have to pick this side of the building or that side of the building, you know, but the way this is going on isn't working for anybody.
All right, Jason, let's calm it down. Let's ask a much more tamer question of the NFL right now. What'd you think of the anthem protest last week? And I've said for weeks, even before this whole thing started, like when Kaepernick said, I said, teams should just stay in the locker room for the anthem and come out afterwards. I've been saying that for about a year. What do you think, Jason? What's the answer?
I don't know that there is an answer now. I mean, this is unprecedented where, you know, the leader of the free world is trolling football players on a regular basis and asserting that their constitutional rights are somehow less than mine or yours. I'm only 43, so I don't go back, I guess, all that long. But these seem like different times than any most of us have experienced. So I can't sit here and say there is an answer to it. I mean, you've got owners and coaches who really want to say more than they did in some cases, but are afraid to because of what the president might do in response. I mean, just think about that. people are really sort of biting their tongue and hedging their bets to some degree, because if they really said what they thought of this guy, he's going to come back at them even lower. And it's like, you have to take the high road in your comments about the president of the United States, or he may attack your team to such a degree that it really does affect your locker room and your ability to, let's be real, it's a business, you know, turn a profit. Like, that's where we are. So I don't think, you know, and when you've made a group of men, you know, who've worked incredibly hard to get where they are and who are very prideful, and most of them, and I've covered the league for a long time, are very mindful of their communities and remember where they came from and consider it a badge of honor to help others who maybe also had less fortunate beginnings. When they feel like someone who to them looks like the ultimate embodiment of the privileged class attack them in a personal and visceral way on an international global stage, and these are ultra-competitive men, they're not backing. It's not going away, you know? It feels more like a movement to me that's been galvanized by the president than it does maybe a year ago where it was an individual here or someone with their own personal politics there, you know, that maybe wasn't all coalesced. I feel like it's coalesced now. And you know, it's at a point, too, with the league where you can't just say nobody come out now. It's beyond that. I mean, I don't think you just rewrite the rule books on the fly. And the fact that Trump is kind of daring them to now tells me they especially won't. I don't think it's going away. I tend to suggest it will be one of the major subplots of this season.
Jason, talk to you next week, buddy. Thank you very much.
Sounds good, guys.
Unicorns and rainbows next week, my friend.
Yeah, hopefully. We'll see. Yeah.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.